As the mountains to the east began to shape themselves out of the dawn, these figures, too, drifted away. In the yard at the rear of the premises, the surviving dogs had dragged the bones about everywhere, and the dead dogs lay in dark shingles of their own blood dried in the dust, and cocks had begun to crow. When the judge and Glanton appeared at the front door in their suits, the judge in white and Glanton in black, the only person about was one of the small hostlers asleep on the steps.
"Hoven," said the judge.
The boy leaped up.
"Eres mozo del caballado?"
"Sí, señor. A su servicio."
"Nuestros caballos," he said.
He would describe the animals, but the boy was already on the run. It was cold, and a wind was blowing. The sun not up. The judge stood at the steps, and Glanton walked up and down, studying the ground. In 10 minutes, the boy and another appeared, leading the two horses saddled and groomed at a nice trot up the street. The boys at a dead run, barefoot, the breath of the horses pluming, and their heads turning smartly from side to side.